Unit 1. Spiders.
There are more than 37,000 known species of spiders in the world in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. There are more than 37,000 known species of spiders in the world in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. There are more than 37,000 known species of spiders in the world in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. These tiny spiders are less than half a millimeter long, about the size of a period on this page, and live in plants that grow on mountain rocks. These tiny spiders are less than half a millimeter long, about the size of a period on this page, and live in plants that grow on mountain rocks. These tiny spiders are less than half a millimeter long, about the size of a period on this page, and live in plants that grow on mountain rocks. Most people, on the other hand, don't like touching spiders, and a significant number of people are afraid of them, mainly because of their poison. Most people, on the other hand, don't like touching spiders, and a significant number of people are afraid of them, mainly because of their poison. Most people, on the other hand, don't like touching spiders, and a significant number of people are afraid of them, mainly because of their poison. Spiders actually provide benefits to humans by catching and eating harmful insects such as flies and mosquitoes. Spiders actually provide benefits to humans by catching and eating harmful insects such as flies and mosquitoes. Spiders actually provide benefits to humans by catching and eating harmful insects such as flies and mosquitoes. The unique silk of a spider's web is produced by special organs found in the lower part of the spider's body. The unique silk of a spider's web is produced by special organs found in the lower part of the spider's body. The unique silk of a spider's web is produced by special organs found in the lower part of the spider's body. Some people have tried to raise spiders commercially in order to collect the silk these spiders produce. But no one has ever really managed to make a go of it. Some people have tried to raise spiders commercially in order to collect the silk these spiders produce. But no one has ever really managed to make a go of it. Some people have tried to raise spiders commercially in order to collect the silk these spiders produce. But no one has ever really managed to make a go of it. In addition, spiders are usually solitary animals and need to be kept alone. In addition, spiders are usually solitary animals and need to be kept alone. In addition, spiders are usually solitary animals and need to be kept alone. The company, which is funded by the U.S. Army, hopes that in the long run it will be able to make large quantities of very light, very strong fiber for military and medical uses. The company, which is funded by the U.S. Army, hopes that in the long run it will be able to make large quantities of very light, very strong fiber for military and medical uses. The company, which is funded by the U.S. Army, hopes that in the long run it will be able to make large quantities of very light, very strong fiber for military and medical uses. Additionally, because the manufacture of the artificial web is based on goat's milk and water, the industry potentially would be non-polluting and environmentally friendly. Additionally, because the manufacture of the artificial web is based on goat's milk and water, the industry potentially would be non-polluting and environmentally friendly. Additionally, because the manufacture of the artificial web is based on goat's milk and water, the industry potentially would be non-polluting and environmentally friendly.